Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Let me just say that the majority of the thoughts that we think every single day are the same thoughts as we thought yesterday. And in fact, 90% of them are. And the same thoughts leading to the same choices leading to the same behaviors creating the same experiences, and the same experiences producing the same feelings and emotions begins to cause our biology to become very similar, very same. And the repetition of that and firing and wiring then creates automatic programs in the brain and body. And 95% of who we are is a state of unconscious or subconscious programs where we've done something so many times that the body now can actually do it automatically without the conscious mind. So then if you truly wanted to change and you understood that your personality creates your personal reality, and your personality is made up of how you think, how you act, and how you feel, and the present personality who's listening to this call has created the present personal reality called their life. That means if they wanted to create a new personal reality, a new life, they would have to begin to change their personality. They'd have to change themselves. And most people then try to create a new personal reality as the same personality. It doesn't work. So then if you're sitting in your meditation and you ask yourself the question, who do I want to be when I open my eyes? What is the greatest expression of myself? And you said, okay, let me remind myself of how I no longer want to think. You know, the thoughts like, whatever, it's too hard, I'll never change, I'll never get what I want. Let me become so conscious of those unconscious thoughts that I wouldn't let that thought slip by my awareness today unnoticed by me and program my autonomic nervous system in a specific outcome. And then if you said, how would I want to speak today? How do I want to act? How do I want to behave? And you reminded yourself how you weren't going to act and how you weren't going to behave. And you became conscious of those unconscious habits to such a degree you wouldn't go unconscious and behave in the same way. That's when you're no longer the program now, your consciousness observing the program. And if you said, when does my energy drop? When what do I feel when I feel those typical familiar emotions? What are they? So let me name them just so I'm so aware of them that when my energy drops, I can catch myself in that moment and not return back to the same familiar emotions and cause my body to believe it's back in the past. And we can't see a new future from the past. So that process then is what I call getting beyond the old self. And it's a disentangling from the program. The word meditation means to become familiar with. So as you sit there and become familiar with those states of mind and body, you begin to objectify your subjective self. Now you are...
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just... fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper. Distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today. When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
You are becoming so aware of the unconscious programs, you won't go unconscious, and that's the first step to change. And then what if you said, what thoughts do I want to fire and wire in my brain? What thoughts do I want to put my attention behind and begin to install the new circuitry, the new hardware? And if I keep my attention on it and I fire and wire those thoughts, it's going to begin to become a software program, and that's going to be the new voice in my head. That's going to be the voice that's telling me the new program that you can, that it is possible. And then if you said, how am I going to act that in my day with my children today, in relationships with everybody? What does honor look like? What does nobility look like? What does respect look like? What does reverence look like for life? How can I be more compassionate? And you began to think about how you were going to behave in that day. If you did it properly, just like those piano players, just like those muscle exercisers, you would begin to install more neurological hardware in your brain. And if you kept doing it, it would become the software program, and you, as I said, would behave that way. And then bringing on that elevated emotion then, and teaching your body what your future feels like before it's happened, and understanding that the body's so objective that it doesn't know the difference between the real life experience and the experience you create by emotion. That means then, if the environment signals the gene and the end product of the experience in the environment is an emotion, you could signal the gene ahead of the environment if you feel this emotion. And if you understand that, you would assign meaning to it and you wouldn't get up until you felt it. Now, I would say then, if you kept practicing this, you would begin to neurochemically condition your mind and body into a new state of being. And that would begin to become more familiar to you. And you would begin to think differently, begin to act differently, and you would begin to feel differently. And that's a new personality. And many people who heal in this work, when they get on the stage and they say, we say, well, where did it go? Where did the cancer go? Where did the Parkinson's go? And they say, hey, I think it belongs in the old personality. I'm somebody else. And so there's a change in biology and chemistry as a result of it. Yes, as long as you mastered the thoughts, behaviors, and emotions of the past and began to become familiar with new thoughts, new behaviors, new emotions. In other words, you can't say, I had a great meditation, get up and feel all holy and connected, but you haven't handled your behavior when you're driving on the freeway or when you're in traffic or when you're with your kids. You just fell from grace. You just disconnected from the new personality and you're back to the old personality. And if you say, oh my God, it's that person or that circumstance in my life that's making me feel and think this way, then we're back to being victims in our lives, saying that that's what's controlling my feelings and thoughts. Well, mental rehearsal is creative visualization. I mean, if you play sports, if you're a dancer, if you're a gymnast, if you're an actor, if you're an attorney, you have to rehearse both mentally and physically to get really good at what you do. And I mean, people do it all the time. People who are musicians are always playing a song in their mind. What are they doing? They're creating new circuitry. I mean, you're doing martial arts in your mind. You're priming your brain and body to do it more naturally, more easily. And so we already know how to do this. It's just, the thing is that we have to do it so well that when we become so familiar with this new state, that no person, no circumstance, no condition in our life would move us from the state of being. That's when now we're greater than our environment. We're greater than the addictions emotionally and habituations in the body. And we're greater than linear time, the predictable future and the familiar past. That's, we want to be able to sustain it and become it. Meditation, number one, means to become familiar with. But transformation and change means, as I said, to be greater than your environment. And what is your environment made of? Objects, things, people, places. To be greater than your body, the habituations and emotional conditioning, and to be greater than time. So meditation then is a great way to close your eyes and disconnect from your outer world. And whether you play music or wear earphones, disconnect from your known outer environment by not hearing distractions and sounds, and to sit your body down, and so that it's not eating and tasting and smelling and experiencing and feeling, and not think about what's going to happen on your schedule in the future, and not keep remembering what happened to you in the past. Keep working for the sweet spot of the generous present moment. And so then by doing this and practicing disconnecting from your body, your environment, and time, people can begin to focus on their inner world. And when they do that properly, we now know that as you begin to reduce the stimulation, your brain waves begin to slow down. And the purpose of meditation is to get beyond the analytical mind. And what separates the conscious mind from the subconscious mind is that analytical mind. And learning how to slow your brain waves down into slower frequencies begins to open the door between the conscious mind and the subconscious mind. And now you can rewrite a new program. Now you can rehearse a new track. Now you can record a new future. And you begin to program your subconscious become more naturally who you want to be.